Well, Mark Everett, you produced a horse named Status Seeker at Tattersalls Park on Sunday, and a very impressive winner. What have you got to say about this horse?
Yeah, no, Pete, look, he's come to us, he's only a three-year-old, and look, he's always showed a bit of ability, but, you know, he's still doing a few things wrong in a race, but, you know, we think he's going to be a nice horse and amazing, and, you know, be a bigger and better horse next time in.
Well, he started his career in New South Wales. He's raced at Kembla Grange and Goulburn up in that region. Where did he come from? How did you acquire him?
Well, through my mate Paul Ramage, actually. He works behind the gates, as you know, but I met a bloke through him, Paul Davis, that works actually up there on the stud, and he approached me when he came over here, and we all sat down for dinner, and thought about sending three over, and just having a bit of fun with three mates, but yeah, look, it's all worked out well, and hopefully we can keep having a bit of fun with them.
All right, well, the way that he hit the line, you'd think that probably, you know, there's more wins to come.
Well, I think so, Pete. Look, I think he ended up staying, which is a beautiful moving horse. Like I said, he's still a bit green and sort of learning the game and you know, how to do everything, but look, we'll slowly step him up, and hopefully he keeps stepping up to the plate, and, you know, we'll just go from there with him.
All right, well, his stablemate, Cedars of Rome, was in the same race, and he might have been a little bit unlucky not to finish a bit closer than he did.
Yeah, I thought so, Pete. You know, he's got the horse that's ran second, Gary's horse sort of come out on him and knocked him out of the way a bit, and then the other horse come down the inside of him, the horse ran third and bumped him again. So, you know, the last sort of 50-100 metres, he's been belted out twice, and, he, you know, the credit to him, he's got up and finished fourth place, but I really thought, you know, he would have dead set Quinella at that race.
Okay. Now, these 2 3-year-olds, now they're both by Arena. Now, obviously, Paul Davies stands Arena at the stud.
Yes, he does. Well, he actually works for the stud up there and, you know, looks after and takes him to the sales and things like that. So, yeah, look, they were retired and they were going to hit him for the, you know, for the trot horse sales, and decided to get him in, you know, all us to go in him ourselves and race him, and thought we'd have a bit of fun down here, which at the moment they're showing a bit of form and going forward for us.
All right, well, Status Seeker and Cedars of Roma too. What's the other one that you've got?
Loverboy.
Oh, Loverboy's the other one. Well, they all go okay, so you might have a bit of fun with these.
Yeah, I hope so, Pete. Look, you know, they've really, you know, they've been with me now for nearly 5 months now. Like, they've really settled in down the beach now and gotten to routine. And look, they were very green when we got them, and we sort of had a few gear problems with them. But look, you know, once they all learn about how to race and mature a bit more, you know, we've got some nice three horses to have a bit of fun with.
Well, Mark, how many have you got in the team at the moment?
I've got about 8 or 9 in work at the moment.
Is that enough to keep you busy?
Yeah, it is, mate. Any more than that, we're not struggling, but, you know, it just sort of keeps us going all day. But with the 8 or 9 we've got, we can put into each horse what we need and take our time and give them what they need.
All right, mate. Well, all the best, and let's hope that Loverboy and Cedars of Rome can salute soon and break their maiden status, as Status Seeker did on Sunday.
That'd be great, Pete, if they can do that. All work out well.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Pete.